I'm joined by Rhonda Reif, and yes, superstition or the theme is pretty much the right way to head into our first segment. Rhonda joins me each month. We talk about ways to live better, ways to live with the seasons. We also talk a little bit about, I think we've talked about Mercury in retrograde probably more than any other astrological phenomenon that has gone on. But we're going to talk a little bit about astrological, at least a brief introduction to astrological signs and also what they mean and some of those things. And a lot of people, superstition is probably the best way to have, because a lot of people believe it's just hooey or superstition. Other people are very serious about it, and some, and there is a much advanced study of it. Astrology actually outdates or predates astronomy.
Actually, it was one of the five divisions of originally mathematics. There was music, astrology, algebra, geometry, and basic math. It's one of the five components of the basic mathematics from years, you know, centuries ago. So people don't realize that it actually has a lot to do with that. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, actually did everybody's charts. They based different healing modalities on that.
Is it Greek-based? Is that right?
I believe it's probably Greek-based, yes. I mean, there's the thing is that there's some crossover between Greek and Roman, but also astrology also has the Chinese roots as well. So all of these things started in the seat of, you know, civilization. The Hindus have their own Vedic astrology. So we're going to talk primarily about, you know, the basic astrology that everybody sees. But in trying, you know, to do the show every month, like I try to bring fresh ideas. And maybe people don't know this, but in 1994 is when I did my first show. I started with Cosmo on the KJRS side. And then we eventually moved to where we were doing this show here. So it's been 27 years. So I thought, well, what can we do to kind of combine things? And I thought, well, we're starting now, Aries. It's the first zodiac sign. So I thought, well, each show now, each month, we'll start with just a little bit of basics about the sign and what's going on in their sign, and then kind of talk about the color and the number and the fire element or water element or whatever, those things, and sort of kind of bring all the things I do together. And each sign has its own ruling part of the body and its own way to cope with stress. So we could, you know, kind of go from there. So
I know we did talk earlier, last month, we talked a little bit about spring, and it was always, I said, I look so forward to spring, and you said you realize, and it's you said spring is when more stress is out in spring, and I thought, well, and it was a lot because of the wind, and I think the wind in spring, and there has been wind, and let's put it this way, when we had 30 hours of continuous rain and wind, that was kind of stressful, or at least not really the happiest of times. But, you know, I think that I look forward to spring because I look forward to warm weather after a cold, long, cold winter. And we had 2 weeks in February that felt like forever.
It sure did.
Anyway, we're talking about Aries. Aries is the sign that we're in now. This is the very first sign of the zodiac year.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes. And it starts March 21st. And goes until April the 20th. Its animal totem is the ram. So it's kind of like a, you know, the sheep or a ram. And it actually has its own planet, which is Mars. So Mars is a fiery planet. It's the planet of war. And it's a masculine sign. Aries is considered a masculine sign. Or in Chinese medicine, it would be more yang or yan. And it rules the head. That's the part of the body that it rules. So if you're in Aries, you're going to be somebody who either really likes to wear hats or you hate anything touching your head. You're going to be somebody who's going to be more prone to head colds or headaches or eye strain or anything dealing with the head. So, you know, you're going to be hard-headed. That's one of the things, too, you know, or hot-headed. So that has to do with it. It's also a cardinal sign, which means there's cardinal, mutable, and different signs with that. So it's a cardinal sign, and it means that it's very active. It's very impulsive. It's a fire sign. So if you think about it, what a fire does, a fire can rage out of control, or it can just kind of simmer under the ashes, but it can spark too, and it can flicker around. So think of people that you know that are Aries, that March 21st to April 20th, they're going to have that kind of personality where it's going to be flame on and burning hot, very passionate, or it can kind of smolder. It can be unpredictable. Aries is very impulsive. They're the sign that's going to be, they're going to leap first and look later, or look at what the repercussions are going to be later. They're the ones who are going to be the ones that are going to lead the things. They're entrepreneurial. They have a lot of those kinds of traits too, but they can also be very stubborn. So
my daughter and my son-in-law are both Aries.
Really? So her husband is Aries too?
No, my daughter was My daughter is a Taurus, but the daughter that is married to my son-in-law is a Taurus.
Okay.
So Taurus and an Aries. Is Taurus and Aries a good sign or not?
Well, in compatibility, generally, if you want to look for compatibility, fire signs are most compatible with other fire signs or with air signs. So air feeds fire, but air can also suffocate fire, you know, okay. Like you can put it out. So the thing is that with Taurus is one of those ones, and again, there's no right or wrong. You have to look at somebody's complete detailed chart. This is sort of just
right.
A basic overview. But when you think about it, what do farmers do to their fields in order to replenish the soil? They burn the field.
Okay.
And Taurus is an earth sign. So in some ways, an Aries, which is a fire sign, could actually nurture that Taurus if it got to that point with that too. So, you know, there's good points and bad points for each thing. But generally, you know, just like if you had two fire signs together, you know, that'd be great, but if they were burning out of control together, things could really get hot and heated and argumentative in a hurry. But generally, the fire signs are quick to heat up and they're quick to cool down, so they kind of go with that as well. And then, you know, again, it deals with, right now we're in Chinese medicine season of the liver gallbladder meridian, and that is a wood element, although we deal with wind, but it also deals, because the March is very windy, but it deals with wood. So it's very compatible then with the Aries, because you see wood is a thing that burns. So again, the Aries and the wood, and it kind of all goes together with that as well.
What happens if a fire sign and a water sign get together?
Well, so, you know, and again, this is a feng shui kind of thing too, because again, it kind of goes back to Chinese elements. If a fire and a water gets together, what can happen? Water can put out fire if it's overbearing, or Aries heat could boil the water dry, or boil it, or even completely cause it to evaporate. So it's kind of one of those balance of things that, you know, if they're sort of equal, it's going to be okay. But if one of them is higher or hotter or more plentiful than the other one, they can cancel each other out. So generally, you know, it's not as compatible. The most compatible, again, is going to be your own element, which is fire, or that opposite element, which is air. Those are going to feed each other with that as well, too. So then the thing is the best way to cope for a fire sign is anything related to fire or heat. So they're going to go to the beach because they like the sun. They're not going to go because they like the water. They're going to go because they like the sun. They're going to like to feel the heat of the sand underneath them. They're not going to necessarily like to feel the waves crashing on them. They're also going to be somebody who's going to enjoy the sunset or a bonfire or, you know, the hot tub because of the heat, not necessarily because of the water. So any of those kinds of things are going to be very nurturing. People who come to me, like, I always look at what their zodiac sign is, and kind of then you can use words that appeal to them, because people don't realize it's subconscious there, that whether they realize it or not. So there would be really good if they had something stressful, write it all out in a letter and burn it. They're the ones who need to burn it. Somebody who's an earth sign would need to bury it. So there's different ways to cope with it depending upon what your sign
is. Now, again, we're using general terms here.
General terms.
We're not giving no specifics on this, because it really isn't.
Right.
There are some noted astrologists who will do. They will look up and do all of the research and go delve into your personal life. But no, that's not really what we're looking at. We're looking at trying to just a brief understanding of how astrology, or what astrology is, and a little bit how it came to be. So,
and this year in advance for Aries, I did happen to look that up, and it, because I'm not an astrologist at all, but I'm, you know, curious about it and like to look at it and read about it, is that this year is going to be very important for them for relationships. Communicating and relationships. They'll be getting new friends in, but they may be letting old friends go. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
My daughter's getting married in June 4th. I know you told me Mercury was in retrograde at that time. I don't know what that means either, but...
Well, just kind of expect things to be unexpected, I guess. Okay. That's what always happens during Mercury.
After a year of unexpected, I guess we can all understand that one entirely, can't we? All right. So, what's as we move through the astrological era of Aries? You like that? It's era of Aries. What colors are
red.
Aries?
Anything fire colored is red.
Okay.
Things that are going to be, you know, like Aries are going to, if you wanted to look for a gift for an Aries, it would be something that would be a candle maybe, or something that would be red, or something for their hat or their hair, or, you know, something to do with that, because that's the ruling part of their body. So there's where they're going to either have their strongest health or they're going to have their weakest health. That's where it's going to affect it the most. As far as numbers go, right now we are in April, which is a 4-month. So looking at more of the numerical interpretation of what's going on, it has to do with hard work, details, structure, reliability, being dependable. Right now we're building the foundation for what's going to be going on. And right now it's sort of like, think about it, the farmers are planting seeds for what's going to come to fruition later on. And that's exactly what needs to happen in the month of April for any project that you're wanting to do. Now's the time to start doing the planning, start doing the building, and then it's going to come to fruition later on.
Spring cleaning, is that part of an astrological, is there an astrological significance to that?
Well, it's actually kind of a feng shui thing, which would be the Chinese medicine again, so they're all related, because we moved into the season liver gallbladder, and the functions of the body of the liver gallbladder in Chinese medicine are cleaning the body. And so we're going to do that spring cleaning, we're going to do all of that, and as you know, then spring, you know, started March 20th, Aries started March 21st, but the zodiac then changed seasons, Chinese medicine changed seasons on March 20th. We went into the liver gallbladder, which deals all about cleaning and getting rid of that kind of stuff. And the liver gallbladder is where we store all the negative emotions. So it's time to purge those kinds of things, negative thoughts as well as that. So, and then, you know, if you clean your environment or purge your environment of things you're not using or that are unhealthy or whatever, or broken or, you know, need repair, then that's going to help to balance the inside as well. So inside, outside, it all works together. That's kind of a feng shui thing. And everything all fits together. A lot of people think it's sort of just like splatterings on the wall, but the more you look at it, you can see how there's all of these layers of different things that go with different elements.
All right. Understanding Aries, and next month will be Taurus. Right? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. As far as the Chinese medicine, we've talked about the stress part of things. Is there anything else that particular is significant? Well, I know we eat with the seasons. What if we eat with the seasons, I'm going to guess, what sort of colors do we have that are out there to eat?
Well, right now we're looking at, because it's a wood element, you're looking at things that are green, that are growing, that are spurting, that are, you know, that come off like the trees. If you start noticing, the trees are going to start budding and all of those kinds of things. The grass is going to start growing. So things that are green right now are going to be things that are going to help you to cleanse that and kind of, you know, get that sort of moving and going and healthy and all of those things. So lots of lettuces and, you know, dandelion greens or whatever it is that you like that's green. So salads, you know, that's typically when people start their salads, started eating a lot of salads now in the spring and things with that too. And in Chinese medicine, you know, this is going to go until we get to summer, which is going to be around June the 22nd. So right now that lasts a little bit longer than the Aries sign, so it kind of overlaps with that because there's only 5 different seasons in Chinese medicine as opposed to the 12 signs of the zodiac.
And the Taurus, what's the Taurus sign that we are going to be looking at next month? What is that? If Aries is a fire sign, Taurus is a
earth sign.
Earth sign. Okay. Earth sign. All right. So Earth puts out fire, or fire?
Well, Earth can put out fire. Yeah. Yes, if you dump dirt on it.
Yeah.
And air can, you know, like if we just talk about fire, we talked about how fire could put out water, but water could put out fire, excuse me, but also then it could boil water dry. Earth could be replenished by fire, but also earth could bury fire. And if you were to look at it, air feeds fire, but also, you know, that sometimes air can also, cause it to stop smoldering as well.
All right.
So those are the different things that you can take. Oh, and what else did we have? Was that fire, water, air, and earth? Okay.
Yeah, you got them all. And we'll continue on. If you don't want to learn more about what Rhonda is talking about, and what Rhonda, I guess what you've got, a stress management center, you've got all kinds of other products, you've got ways to, I guess, understand things, massages, obviously massage therapy. That's going to be gradually returning, isn't it?
I think so. You know, it's one of those things where people are still a little apprehensive with that closed quarters one-on-one, but I still do a lot of things that are necessarily energy-based, or, you know, even consultations on the phone, or talking about, you know, your name assessments and the retail products, all of those kinds of things too. So they can find me on Facebook, Rhonda Reif, or they could email me at holistichorizons@hotmail.com. or they could call me, 319-752-0175.
All right, join us again next month when we talk more ways to live with the seasons and more ways to understand a little more of the astrological signs. We'll be doing that this year.